ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter number 36, verse number 21. Tataha Mustika Charuna Shalato Shalaka Adikan Amatyam Hastipan Cha Eva Samahubya Aha Gojarat Tato Mustika Chanur Shalato Shalakadikan Amatyam Hastina Pausteva Samayuhayah Bhojarat Tato Mustika Charuna Shalato Shalakadikan Amatyan Hastipanscheva Samahuyah Bhojarat Tato Mustika Chanura Shalato Shalakadikan Amatyan Hastipanscheva Samahuyah Bhojarat Mustika Chanura Shalato Shalaka Adikan Mustika Chanura Shalato Shalaka Adas Amartyan His ministers Hastikan His elephant keepers Cha Eva Also Samayuhu called together Aha spoke Bhojarat the king of the Bhojas Translation The king of the Bhojas next called for his ministers headed by Mustika Chanura Shalato Shala and also for his elephant keepers the king addressed them as follows Go bho shamyatam itada chanur mustikau nandu rajait kilasate sutavana kukunmukundumbe ramakrishna tato mahyam rutyu kila nirdeshataha bhavadyabhi samprato kritam mallalilaya My dear heroic chanur and mustika, please hear this. Ram and Krishna, the sons of Anakadandavi, this is Vasudeva, are living in Nanda's cowherd village. It has been predicted that these two boys will be the cause of my death. When they are brought here, kill them on the pretext of engaging them in a wrestling match. Manchaha krinta vibhitha mallarang krishitaha Paura janapadaha sarve pasyanto svir sanyugam Direct wrestling ring with many surrounding viewing stands and bring all the residents of the city and outlying districts to see the open competition. covered by His divine grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The word manch refers to a platform constructed with large pillars. Kamsa wanted a festive atmosphere so that Krishna and Balaram would not be afraid to come. Om Ajnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Bhude Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pahan Sahagana Vrita Sri Vishakhan Tanscha Sri Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastade Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanusti Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Manchaha Kriyanta Vividha Malla Rambha Parishitaha Paura Janapadaha Sarve Pashyanta Sveras Sanyagam Erect a wrestling ring with many surrounding viewing stands and bring all the residents of the city and outlying districts to see the open competition. So, also, the Bhojirat is devising various ways and means to kill Krishna and Balaram because Narad Muni disclosed the truth. Somehow the demons have faith in Narad Muni. They do not envy Narad Muni. He was so pure that they know that he is looking for our welfare. And Narad Muni has a special trick. To the demons he will become a friend. And will never do anything against him. Because he has full faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't require a platform for performing this act of devotional service. Because he is rightly situated. Those who are not Krishna conscious, they devise ways and means to create a kind of platform. So, their desire can be fulfilled. To create a platform, according to their own thinking, which is based on enviousness, competitiveness. Materialistic people keep on devising ways and means. Yeah. It is all political and ill-motivated. Where there is eternal principle, is there to become fixed in that conception itself is the most foundational platform for the absolute truth is there. What did we need more? So yesterday we were talking about Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. Ikehi Kuru Nandana Bahu Shakha Herantasya Buddhyo Avyavasayana. For those who have the resolute determination the process is also resolute. It doesn't require any other alternative platform to create. Prabhupada created ISKCON as a spiritual organization based on the Absolute Truth, and serving the Absolute Truth, our lives would be successful. It doesn't have any other motivation except serving Krishna. That is the reality. But we always make something another way to make a division to fulfill our desires, which are rather contrary. Prabhupada requested that if you love me, your love will be shown by how you cooperate with your God brothers in the moon. People who have some differences want to create another platform, this platform, that platform. So many branching out, it's not branching, actually it is severing the limb, it's not branching. Because it's a different kind of platform which is for satisfying different desires. So, we see this is an important lesson. Even it is meant for Krishna's dubious, Kamsa's dubious plan. Very dubious plans are there. But it exposes the demoniac nature versus divine nature. Demoniac and divine. Anybody who is a kind of separatist, material world itself is a different platform for the envious soul. And he creates more and more platforms. Manch, it is called manch. Here the word manch is there. Different manches are there. Even in Hindu religion, just to convey some political agenda, there are different manchas are there, as if they are the protector of the religion. If actually they are practicing the religion, then where is the question of creating a manch? Just like Vishwa Hindu Parishad is a manch. And actually, in the manifesto, if you read, they say, we are providing a platform for all religious leaders to come together and clear their view for uniting. But they don't practice spirituality. They are rather having political agenda. They say, our business is just to provide you a platform. And they want participation. Somehow the ISKCON is also one of the members of that manch. In time of need, we require that in this material world. So, in Robin George case in California, at the same time, in different cases, court cases, Vishwa Hindu Parishad was writing a writ and it was getting approval. Even though Vishwa Hindu Parishad is in a very bad image in the mind of Christians, because they have a fanatic sub-munch called Vijayanda, RSS, like that. So, these are different platforms, but for political reasons. So, crafty Kamsa, he is calling all his ministers to fulfill his dubious plan to kill Krishna and Balaram. For spirituality, Balaram gets much for Krishna to be proven all the time. Balaram is creating spiritual bench for Krishna. The Krishna consciousness is coming through the teachings of Lord Balaram by his behavior. For example, the spiritual realm, the bench, the platform of spiritual nature is created by Balaram himself. He is the Sandini and Samvit potency personified. And Radharani is Lalini potency personified. So Balaram is the existential sat aspect, Sandini potency is manifestation, plus the knowledge acquiring, the chit potency, the Samvit potency. So he provides Lord Krishna to stand on him, to sit on him, to lie on him, to rest on him. Brahma Sahita, the very first verse after invocation, Ishvara Paramo Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. Brahma goes on describing his manja of the spiritual realm, the platform of spiritual realm is existing by Balaram's potency. Sahastra Patra Kamalam, Sahastra Akhyam Mahatpadam, Akkarani Karanam Paddhamam, Anantamsa Sambhavam. Anantamsa Sambhavam means Ananta, who is the expansion of Lord Balaram. He creates the platform. So we see the what kind of dubious pretexts demons always come, because they don't want to surrender. They think they will be more they will have to be more crafty in order to fulfill that. But Krishna smashes each and every aspect. So the spiritual platform always remains victorious. And Krishna takes this opportunity to smash all the powers of this Chanura and Mustika and, you know, whoever they are. So, manchaha kriyanta vividha. Vividha is there, variegated. So variegated kinds of so-called sports with an intention to kill is there. So why sports are frivolous activity? We are told not to get indulgent. Because they create a competitive situation. And competition is always having not so-called friendly, but with a motivation to be victorious over others, to come in Guinness Book of World Records, so many other personal aspiration other than Lord Krishna's, you know, favor. So the idea is that we examine this kind of platforms where we try to conceive. They are like conceptions. We think if I have this kind of institution, I'll be better off because, you know, it's cost too much. So IRM Manch has come up. Ritvik Manch has come up, the so many other mantras. Prabhupada requires, no, it's no necessity. Because his aim is spiritual and he created ISKCON for the spiritual upliftment, not for any groupings or anything. No club business. No club business. If you are not one of us, you are out. No. The spiritual platform which Prabhupada has created is without animosity for any other. We wonder, oh, ISKCON is part of Gaudiya Math. Why Prabhupada had to create ISKCON at all? Prabhupada had to fulfill Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj's desires, and he was instructed to do. But he, at any time, never failed to invite his god brothers to join. He has an open door policy. Open door policy. And they did not come. They waited for him to fall. Let him disappear and then we'll take over. It's a dubious plan. Right? When one may claim, Prabhupada told me to become the successor, somebody can. We are all ISKCON anyway, because we all chant Hare Krishna. So these are different political mantras, desires. Prabhupada is so outstanding, that he never left any stone unturned. That is the character of a pure devotee. His vision is over encompassing. So we see our even sadhana bhakti, we have different platforms to work upon. We think, I'm right now on this platform, this mancha. I will jump because it will fulfill my desires first. After all, Krishna has to wait. He has waited for me for all these lives. 8.4 million. Now what is wrong in one more? But that is another gambling speculative aspect. Speculation is another mancha. Dry philosophical speculation. The impersonalists, they have no mancha. They have no mancha. But they think they are God. There is nobody else but God. So, that is also creating their own mancha. Brahmajyoti is impersonal, right? Effulgence is there. It is without any quality and form even. So they think this is good because I am the Lord and Master. Right? So everybody thinks that they are existing, but they have no mind. Therefore they fall down. They have to exist on some, aspect. You can't hang yourself in the air without any support. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam denies that they have not taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. That's why they fall. In Brahmajyoti, the source of Brahmajyoti is Lord Shri Krishna. And this personality is existing because of the existential potency of him, and that is Balaram. Lord Krishna is. He cannot become God. The famous flute player, Hari Prasad Chaurasia, He was interviewed by one of the newspaper, and you are so perfect in your art of playing flute, different ragas, and you have mastered so much. What is your goal? And he blurted out, I want to become Krishna. It's a fact. I forgot to take the clip, but it is a fact. It was published. So you can imagine what different conceptions are there. Krishna is inviting, give up all your platforms, manchas, and just surrender and take my platform, you know, and I will relieve you from all this papa. To create a mancha means to another mancha, you know, it's called papa. So there is only one platform the soul can ever exist, and that is the spiritual platform. And we have to forget the enviousness to create another mancha. So, this is a very nice verse. And we see the sports, why they are called frivolous. Krishna is sporting. And we make it an excuse, oh, well, Krishna is playing, so why not? We have the same desires because we are part and parcel. But he sports for uprooting the evil. And he likes to uproot. That is his business. And we support evil. We support evil. The funniest thing that would happen just about 10 days, 15 days back, when the Pope Benedict, he blurted out a passage for quoting that Emperor of Byzantine, you know, he was talking about Muhammad. And you must have read in the papers. And they said, what a cruel and hard-hearted, you know, teachings are by Muhammad. He was referring to a quote, but you know, look at that, how many platforms have been created there. The Muslims immediately, you know, took up objection and demanded apology. You know? Right? And he gave half-hearted apology. But historical facts are there that yes, he did the cruelty to spread Islam by the sword. And it is written in the history, it is a fact. Ask anybody who were converted during that time. What's wrong in that telling? Why are they getting so much offended, and they became more cruel and hostile and started torching of the churches? So, yesterday when I was coming, there was a newspaper that asked for the public opinion, and few opinions came, and everyone said, you should not apologize anything more. There is no need. Pope Benedict has to rest his case because they are violent. And what said is correct, that they are manifesting. So, you can imagine If it is absolute truth, because it does not serve the Supreme Lord, that platform is also wrong. And becoming fanatic is also worse. Why there is need of apology? But they say, oh, my words, I am the leader of this, and I have hurt their feelings. Oh, better, let me take another political approach, another platform. So in this way, the platforms are not good in spiritual life. There is only one platform that we have to stick on, and Prabhupada gave that platform to us. Our practice in spiritual life depends upon chanting 16 rounds and following 4 regulative principles, and do favorable service to Lord Krishna. What do you need more? Prabhupada gives guarantee. Minimum guarantee is liberation. It just, that warranty does not run out. So the idea is that anything can be traded, you know, in the material world except Krishna consciousness. There is no parallel we'll ever find. And that fulfills the desire of the soul, which is otherwise so much in anxiety, insecurity, and is always endeavoring unknowingly to seek it, that he should have permanent permanent situation of tranquility, shanti, happiness, like that. So, soul's innate qualities have to be developed. And these qualities can be developed if we hear from the Supreme Lord Himself. And these qualities will allow us to know Him in truth, at the same time recognize ourselves in truth. Without Him revealing His truth, we will not be able to know our truth, our platform. Therefore, everything comes from Golok Vrindavan, not from Vaikunth. Everything is coming from there, just as a help. The material energy has been created, sustained and dissolved in order to put us on the right track, come to the platform. Other platforms, they have to cease functioning. Only Krishna conscious platform will be victorious. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtam. Param Vijayate. It's not ordinary Vijay. Param means supreme victory. Can victory be supreme? Yes. Frivolous games and their victories and getting, say, medals, like bronze medal, silver medal, and gold medal. They are simply in the name of medal. They don't have a redeeming value. You know that because they are not made of gold or silver. It's only prestige. And the schools and universities, they are also giving gold medal. But actually, there is nothing more. It's mostly plastic nowadays. There is no redeemable value of such men. But it is glorious, a temporary glory. They create munches on the platform, like that. And first, second, and third, in their neck. So, it's all useless, waste of time, and one has to be responsible for that. He can't anticipate, things to be resolved from it. So, Srila Prabhupada wrote this purport only in two sentences. That's really nice. Okay. Krishna council wanted a festive atmosphere. A festive atmosphere. They are also having so much festivity. But this is not Krishna festivity, it's Kamsa festivity. To create a festive atmosphere as if it's disguise, as if it's a disguise for the real purpose, ignorant people will not know. Right? Krishna is not ignorant. So when he is invited, the demons or anybody who wants to benefit from such an invitation. So for example, Mayavadis and others, they, in the name of Krishna, they do so many festivities. Like Kumbh Mela and others. It's a big festivity. Big festivity. But hardly anybody is preaching to surrender for whom this Mela has been. Rather, people are becoming so prestigious for their own platforms or the manchas that Naga Baba, because they have the tradition, they should be the first to take part. If in Kumbh Mela, if you don't give them preference, they will create war. And they take the command. Poor ISKCON, they were nowhere for several years, but since last two Kumbh Melas, something is coming in limelight. Then now ISKCON has its own akhara, means they are also having some mahant. Lokanatha Swami has been made mahant in order to, keep the balance. That we are also religious organization. We have to be also counted. This venture has been given to us now. Official. Official. Now nobody can say anything I think Ujjain Kumbh Mela and Nasik Kumbh Mela. We have been going behind some other Vaishnava mantra as a friend of them. That's it. We didn't have our own standing. For devotees, to create a mantra to convey Krishna consciousness, that's all right. Right? But it becomes so much obsessive that they demand certain things. But anyways, some devotees are engaged in giving good treatment to those leaders who are now appreciating that ISKCON should have a much platform. Because it is festive activities. But festive activities for other nations is based on their prestige. Nagaravas, they don't preach anything, nothing of Krishna consciousness. But they are austere people. They think austerity in the Himalayas and elsewhere, that is their pavitrata. But austerity was the means for purification in Satyayuga, not in Kali Yuga. And they realize that, but they have to compromise. So what they do for their sustenance, they come down, from Himalayas, they come down to cities and put up the shows, by parading and everything, to get money. And some people have this inclination to support them. But there is a selfishness. It is not Krishna consciousness, because it's not the recommended way for this age of Kali. But anyway, the appreciation of the religious fervor to get counted, that is there. Another example I'll give you, the Majja. The year 2000, the United Nations organized the World Conference of Religions. If you examine the happenings there, you will be surprised. First, let's take the side of Hindus, what happened. Because I went as a representative from India. Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj came from Russia. And we were told to go and participate in a rehearsal meeting in Rishikesh before we go and in New York. So that was the month of July, and the conference was in August, around 27th or so. So I went and I met Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj and Rishikesh, and both of us were, participating. I actually came one day late. So he told me of the things which already happened. He said, Maharaj, I have to speak. He told me, yes, yes, but they have not given me a chance yet. I said, let's go. Because I knew a few sadhus who were there. And I took to several people, they have their own individual agendas. But under the pretense that, yes, we have to represent Hinduism as one. So let's go. But all these sadhus, we know their habit, they say. We know their habit. Because they are all proud of their own philosophy. And when they will be given chance or mic, they will go on blurting their own out. Nothing for the common cause. So we have to have some representative. So after a hard struggle, on the first day, and they allowed people to speak, those leaders. Some spoke in Sanskrit, nobody understood. Just to show their knowledge and prestige of their so-called manch platform. Then others came, like Ramakrishna Mission came, and he said, "We are the one, and nobody else." The third came, and he was from Mayavadi Sampradaya, you know, and completely oblivious, you know, what he was speaking, nobody could understand. And in this way, they were all given chance of predominance, because they have their big following. Bhakti Vidyan Maharaj and myself, we were sitting at the back side, all right? So on the second day, we started, you know, stirring up, because this was the only day we have. And we didn't schedule him at all. What is this Hare Krishna anyway? So Bhakti Vidyan Swami has some agenda he brought. So we went through different channel and pushed him. And somehow or other he was able to carve 5 minute slot for him. 5 minute slot for him. And he spoke. He said, "We are in Russia trying to follow the pure Vedic Dharma, you know. And Russia is a nasty country, you all know. But where were you? None of you helped us. It was President Reagan who convinced Gorbachev for freedom of religion. And under his pressure, we were released. Where were you guys? Government of India didn't help. Right? Actually, the conveyor of that Rishikesh conference was the ex-president of India, K. Narayan. And he was a convert Christian, but from Congress party, so naturally, he was there. I'll tell you about him. So Bhakti Vigyan Swami started, that government of India didn't help. And all of sadhus who are assembled with so much power from their own, you know, sects, you know, they are preaching, and none of you helped us. Okay, don't mind. But after we were released in 1986, you know, we distributed 1 crore of Bhagavad Gita, and everybody clapped. Ah, very good, very good, very good. And do you know how many devotees we made? Over 150,000. Just within the span of 14, 15 years. And people were really glorifying. Alright? Yes. And we have a concern. Now we want to build a temple in Russia. We want all your support. Will you give this time, or will you simply bow to us?" Yeah? This was the message. So some people came forward and exchanged emails and, you know, visiting cards and other. That's about it. And the conference was coming towards end, but two speakers were left. One was the secretary of Vishwa Hindu Parishad from America. I know her because she's a Gujarati. And she came and blurted out something. I have come to give you some instructions. You are highly revered sadhus from all different, you know, groups. But we are going to stay in Waldorf Astoria Hotel, where President Clinton stays, because we have been given a hotel to stay. And the sponsors were some Indians, rich Indians. So because all the sadhus are going to come, you know, they will be housed there. So there are some rules and regulations that, because maybe sadhus are going to come, they wash their own gopins. So please do not hang it outside. And your daily practice, like doing worship or, you know, like little fire sacrifice for your own sadhana, please do not do that, because the fire alarm will go off, you know, and we'll be in trouble. And some of you are still smoking ganja and other things. Please don't do it. It is a criminal activity. So this kind of information she gave, it was different from altogether. Now the new platform came. The last thing was spoken by P. Narayan, and he said, we have attended so many such conferences. And you should speak of interfaith harmony only. You should not speak anything about your own religion. Rather, embrace everyone. Now see, everyone has a different opinion. Different. And they are all going. About 369 representatives were there. And they were all going. And it was a big show. And we have to march. Right? When we arrived in New York, everybody was in high level of seeing New York City, and Waldorf Astoria is on Fifth Avenue. And so, what happened on the first? An Indian sadhu, local in New York, we know, his name is Swami Bua. He is supposed to be a yoga practitioner, and he was supposed to blow the conch shell to inaugurate the conference. Alright? And he came up with the conch shell. And he tried and tried, could not blow this conch shell anymore. Big fiasco right from the very beginning. Could not do. He sat down, and the Korean drummers came, Buddhist drummers, you know, they displayed. And the third came was the scientific presentation of the creation of the universe by American Astronomical Society. They did the PowerPoint presentation and show how the world was created by Big Bang Theory. Then came somebody and then Kofi Annan, the Secretary General, he spoke. He said, as United Nations, we failed to stop war. Second, to stop pollution. Third, to remove the poverty. And fourth one was about the or was there something? Something, a minor point, that the same United Nations failed in these four aspects. Now, big nations, yeah, the nuclear warfare, we stop, we fail to give the security for all the nations. These are the four premises he was working on. This conference was also supported by Ted Turner, who was the CNN executive. You know, he owned the CNN at that time. So, they had their own agenda. He wanted to tell that now we simply have our religious leaders of the world to come together to solve these problems. To solve the problem. Therefore, this conference has been called. The funny thing is that they have already had a pre-resolution printed out. It was a matter of only signature. So nobody could hear the voice except the Christians, you know, coming forward. And it was entirely a plan for them to convert the whole. And Pope Paul visited India the same year in January. He spoke in Delhi that we conquered the Europe continent in the first millennium. In the second millennium, we conquered the Africa and Latin America. Now, in this third millennium, we want to reap the harvest in Southeast Asia. Look at the platform. Huge platform. Dubious plan. And we want religious freedom. This harmony would not be. But they have already given an agenda, and the pre-resolution that was printed was telling that Christianity was coming forward to give money to individual sadhus who are also there, individual Buddhist monks. They were there to get money from them. So you can bring all these people in subjugation by money. So there was a big uproar in the Hindu section and Buddhist section, because Buddhists were not knowing English much, the sadhus. They were very simple, and they had to take shelter of this much, Hindu much. And they were educated that why they were coming. So this platform was there. And again, as a whole Hindu organization, the first day of the conference passed, second day of conference passed, and Hindus were never given any platform. Never. Because they faced the greatest resistance. Alright? So even though we went, even Yogeshwar Prabhu was there, then Aravindra Swarup Prabhu came, and some other from the higher, they also attended. And it was a big show, a big platform of zero production. Nothing was in favor for spirituality, no concept of spirituality. And the whole platform was so bogus. And you know, who was the secretary for the conference? He was one Hindu. Jain. Baba Jain was his name. They spilled so much money to create it here. It was a show, but no substance. If you see the opinion of Srila Prabhupada, any of such events, Prabhupada said, it's a waste of time. You know, when the very first yogi bhajan invited from New Mexico, he had an ashram to have an interfaith conference, Prabhupada said, it's a waste of time, right on his face. Then he said, I'm a sick man, I may not be able to, but you can go on. That is the opinion of Srila Prabhupada, because he was so confirmed, steadfast with his conviction on the spiritual, you know, process. You know, he wouldn't give a damn to any other platform. So why he should give? But these are the facts, you know. People become sentimental, you know, about the Holocaust. It turned up after the conference, sent all the participants a video entitled about this nuclear Holocaust. You know, because one of his famous anchor, he hosted a program and took the interview of the great, great generals who are controlling the switch, the program, and took into various, you know, shows of technicality that how these things are operated, and he interviewed, frank interviews, both from Russian counterpart, and because their talks failed to limit nuclear warheads, you know, why? And even the friendly jokes are there amongst each other, yet there is a mistrust. So this platform of the materialistic mind, you know, even they want to do good, but they have no knowledge of what is good. They have no standards of good. Prabhupada gives us only one platform of doing good, and that is Atthakumbi Dvijasrestha Varnashama Vibhagasa Swanatistasya Dharmasya Samsiddhim Paritoshana. Haritoshanam is the platform, the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord is the platform. You don't know who is Hari, who is Hari, and what to speak of his satisfaction. So we have been given very, very convincing aspect of which platform we have to choose. Our existence is on eternal platform, eternal knowledgeability, eternal bliss. Therefore, Balaram is the original guru and support of everything. The whole material world is resting on the hooves of Ananta Shesha. So he is the platform. His way is the platform for us to exist and realize. So thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Yeah.
Push Krishna consciousness to our own platform of chanting Hare Krishna and you know, our digital programs, but at the same time we can. We have a nice program to push our own.
Right. But we are coming from the main platform.
Yes.
We can go to other platform, but we have to come back. While staying in other platform, we can't maintain our Krishna consciousness. It's a risky business. So better come back. You can visit there to spread the glories of our platform. But don't make a permanent stay there. It's nothing wrong. We are teaching movement. Devotees have been taking so much risk to go into the hellish condition. Right? So who is afraid of Virginia Woolf? Nobody. Narayana parabhyakthat na katasyana vidhati svargapi narkeshu tullartheva darshana. That is our platform. Is it not? Good. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always victorious. And we have taken His side, so we will be also automatically be victorious. When we go to the Swarga Lok or Nath Lok, hellish condition, both are similar to us.
Maharaj, what you are proposing that we should go and preach our message and then come back to work.
That's correct. We have to come back, otherwise we will become enamored. We can be friends with everybody, but we should stay in our house. If we are taking advantage, so much advantage that we become familiar, and familiarity begets contempt. Now, this is a point of Vivek. Yesterday we were talking about Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, discriminating fact. This is the function of the intelligence, and it is called Vivek. Any other question, comments? Jai, oh Lord Krishna Prabhupada.